Good morning, Brad. How you doing, man?
Excellent. How you guys doing?
What's up, Brad?
We're doing well. How much did the needle move for you when you saw that Eddie George was now the head football coach at Tennessee State University? Obviously, the backdrop of Dion at Jackson State, but obviously Eddie in this town, and you know, he could run for mayor if he wants to.
Not much. Yeah, and you know, I got to see how he fills out his staff. And also, the recruiting coming up. But didn't move much. Obviously, Tennessee State had a disappointing spring. And Ron Reed had been there, forever, I think, 10-plus years. But, a lot of hype, a lot of publicity around Dion. It seemed to work out well, although Jackson State's kind of struggling now. But I understand why Tennessee did it. I'll put it that way.
Well, it certainly moved the needle for me and for us around here with
him.
The
city's a buzz, Brad, as you might expect, with him being one of the all-time great Tennessee Titans. And, it feels like, Brad, I don't know, if you can speak to this or not, it just feels like this is a groundswell. It started with Dion at Jackson State, as you mentioned. Now we have Eddie George at Tennessee State. It actually started when Doug Williams went back to coach at Grambling. It seems like these HBCUs, we're going to see more and more of these big-name players, regardless of whether or not they have coaching experience, coming in to take over these programs because, like you said, it is going to be more hype, more notoriety. That Southern Heritage Classic game is probably going to be nationally televised now between, Jackson State and Tennessee
State.
It'll
sell out the Liberty Bowl. Yeah,
because it's Dion versus Eddie, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. And in today's day and age, publicity, hype, perception is reality. So anything that can help your program on the recruiting front, and we saw Jackson State arguably sign this past February the greatest class in the history of the FCS. So I certainly, if Tennessee State could get near that, it'll be certainly an upgrade from what they've had here the last couple of years.
Brad, the numbers come in yet on the NCAA tournament, just the overall take compared this year to maybe years past? Any of that come in, those numbers?
No, I haven't seen anything yet. The state of Nevada is, slow. You probably won't see it for a while yet.
Yeah.
But, from what I understood, it was pretty much similar to what they saw a couple years ago when the last time we had a tournament. And that's saying something considering a lot of places still here in Vegas, 50% capacity. So to approach the amount of handle, meaning, the volume, the amount that on the tournament to get it close to where it was in 2019, I think it's a success.
Looking at some odds here, somebody emailed this to me. Odds on Alex Smith's next team. Will Larry Fitzgerald retire? I'm seeing yes, minus 500, no, plus 300. You taking any, Larry Fitz action on his future in the NFL?
I have not looked at those yet, and a lot of times people send me those as well, and by the time I look around to them, the odds have moved significantly. Or, I think I perceive there to be, some value. Okay, I'll go ahead and bet it, and the limits are like $50. So a lot of those things are marketing tools that, specific books use to get people talking about it. But the reality is, even if you did have a little bit of inside info, you might be able to make $50 on it. I mean, I'll put it in perspective right now. My favorite offshore place, the faraway places like we like to say here, my favorite place to bet offshore is allowing $100 right now in the NFL draft. So,
wow.
I mean, that's what you're dealing with. So when people, the problem with the media today is, they sell headlines, and a lot of the headlines, $1 million bet on this and that, and the reality is you just 99% of the time you're not getting those types of bets now.
Tell me about your love for ESPN's FPI Vegas ratings.
First I'm going to say something positive. Usually it's pretty solid, to be honest with you. A lot of people cut it up, and it certainly has its weaknesses, but most of the time it's pretty solid as far as a preseason rating. And then, during the season, I think it leaves some things to be desired, but this year, so many head scratchers. I mean, Mississippi State at number 8. I mean, that's just, come on. Look, FPI is supposed to be, it's not a hot take. It's not some writer looking to get headlines and sell clicks and whatnot. It's an algorithm. I mean, it is a model to replicate, you know, what Team A should be favored over Team B. And to have Mississippi State at 8 and Texas Tech at 21 and Tulane at 36, and a lot of Pac-12 schools, and I get it, the Pac-12 stinks, but Washington's not the, you know, ranked number 55 in the country. Are you kidding me? They're not going to be a significant underdog to Tulane. I thought there was a mistake. I was like the first one. I caught it like the day before they started tweeting it out at ESPN. And at first I thought, they just put it up. It's a mistake. They'll iron out some of those kinks. And when they started tweeting about it, I'm like, oh, my goodness. That's not good. I'll just put it that way.
I like your – I wish they ran a sports book. I like
that. Oh, my God, yeah. It would be – ESPN would, Disney would have Disney would take a hit. That's how big of a hit ESPN would take a hit if they ran a sports book.
Brad Power 7 on Twitter, BradPowerSports.com, the Bill King link there at the top right of the page. Spring games, I know Vandy's got one here. They're all sprinkled around everywhere this month. How much do you pay attention to that against the backdrop of really not having much of a spring at all last year?
I pay attention to a lot of it, and I know a lot of people eye roll at that, but I think my first spring game I went to was in 1989. So I've been to a lot of them, and I know what to look for.
Right.
I like looking at line of scrimmage. I like looking at linebackers, if they can run sideline to sideline. I don't care if you're 22 out of 25 as a quarterback. I just want to know, can you throw the ball down the field accurately? It's nuanced, but after not seeing any spring games a year ago, there's a lot of young guys that I want to see. And, a lot of the spring games that I really look forward to is, the Ohio State teams with quarterback battles. So Ohio State, Notre Dame, Alabama coming up this weekend. I want to see Bryce Young and see how he throws the football. That's kind of why I tune in to look for him.
Brad Powers is our guest. Yeah, I saw you're kind of keeping an eye on Florida State spring game. I'm a Florida State fan, and it seemed like you had some pretty favorable reviews of what you saw, right?
Absolutely. So, another quarterback position that there's a question mark. Jordan Travis played okay at times last year for the Noles, but the biggest question mark, one of the biggest of the entire season, regardless of team, even Mackenzie Milton, who had an outstanding career at UCF, but had a horrific, probably should have been career-ending injury a couple years ago.
Right.
And, he looked pretty good. He threw the ball down the field several times accurately. It wasn't just one pass. It was three or four, 30, 40 yards down the field. So he looked capable. Didn't look himself as far as running it, but it didn't look like it would be a major negative. So upgrade Florida State after watching that. And another reason why I watch spring games is, freshmen can come in and play now. And
yep.
If you got a bunch of freshmen in for spring and they start flashing, they come in and play. And obviously, a lot of high schools didn't play this past year, so I'm seeing a lot of freshmen for the first time.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask Brad if he's going to keep an eye on the Vanderbilt spring game, under Clark Lee. It seems a lot of positive vibes coming out of West End here in Nashville, and wondering if you'll have at least one eye on the Vandy spring games.
Brad, I can get you in if you want to come.
Yeah, you want to come? Come on out.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad you guys are hitting. What I'm looking for in spring. Another one, first year coaches. I want to watch and see. For the first time, what are they doing scheme wise? I know most spring games are very vanilla, but and a lot of times I'm also looking for the announcers if they've seen. A few more practices that they kind of give some insight. But I'll just say, generally speaking, Clark Lee was one of my favorite hires of this entire offseason. I'm a big fan of him. I'm a big fan of him thinking outside the box, some of his hires, including, Barton Simmons, to be kind of the GM of the program. I like what I'm reading so far about Vanderbilt. Are they going to make a big run this year? No, but I think, reasonable expectations coming from a winless season, which we talked about what was going to be the case.
You saw it coming, Brad. Yeah. Props to you, my man.
I think they can get three wins, and I think that should be cause maybe not to throw a parade down there.
That's three more than last year.
Yeah, if they get three wins, they're making progress. I'll put it that way.
But I just tell you, in general, Vanderbilt athletics and football, obviously, has to be that. Of course, we have a national championship baseball team. But, you know, there is, for a first time in quite some time, forward momentum around all of Vanderbilt athletics. They have a $300 million plan that already $200 million of it is already on board. So, yeah, interesting.
Shea Ralph, former UConn star, coming in to coach the women's basketball program.
Yeah, break that down, Brad.
Yeah.
I
was just mentioning.
I'm messing with you. You know that. By the way, answer this question, and I'm going to tell you, what conference is Florida State football in?
ACC.
Okay, what conference is Syracuse football in?
ACC.
Okay, just let you know, after we hang up with you, next segment, John Burton is going to explain. I thought I heard him say, I'm a Florida State fan.
I am.
Yet he espouses Syracuse.
I'll explain it right now.
No, I wouldn't want to muddy the water with Brad.
Okay? All right.
I mean, you can't be a fan of both, right?
Yes, you can. Sure,
okay,
you can.
Help me out, Brad.
Hey, Brad, real quick, I loved your WrestleMania observations, by the way. At 51 years old, Shane McMahon should not be taking bumps off the top of the cage. How'd you make out at WrestleMania? Did you have Lashley retaining? Did you have Bianca Belair beating Sasha? What were your thoughts on WrestleMania?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I did follow the odds. I didn't have any personal bets, but there were some surprises. Usually, you know, in the past, favorites would run the board. The fact that they had a lot of, you know, Lashley retaining was, you know, an upset. Mm-hmm. It was like plus 150, meaning you bet 100, you win 150, if you could even get down that much at a sports book. But right. I'll give him credit. I'll just say this. Night one was better than night two.
Yes.
Night two, for everything good about what wrestling could be, what happened on night one, and everything that the company struggled with specifically the last, 15 years, pretty much happened on night two. So I'm not going to get too in-depth. I probably got too in-depth as it was, but you can probably tell I do.
Oh, you and him could do a show together.
Yeah, Greg loves when I talk wrestling.
Well, you
on
and Charlie.
Show.
Well, they're both former wrestlers. Charlie had the circuit going,
I just thought it was cool that you had some WrestleMania musings, so I give you props for that.
If you're around 40 years old, I don't know how you can. I mean, when you're really young, it was the Hulkamania, and then
right.
You became a teenager, the Attitude Era. I mean, I don't know how you could not be a wrestling fan if you're right around that age.
Or a little older.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah, I'm a little older, yeah.
I'm going to have to go out in the parking lot and get away from John during the break here. Brad, tell everybody how to get your stuff, especially your free college football spring guide.
Yeah, there won't be, WrestleMania 38 guide as of right now, but there is a spring guide and a lot of good discussion here. If you want to get some early, power ratings, season win totals, some early thoughts that I have about all 130 college football teams, you can download that free right now. You go to bradpowersports.com, click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page. And if you like what you see and you want to sign up for the upcoming season, keep in mind I write up every single college game, every single NFL game, give you my top picks of the week. You can check it out at bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
All right, Al, we'll listen every Friday morning at the 8 o'clock hour with Bill, and then, of course, every Wednesday with us. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate you,
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
Brad's fun.
He's just fun. We got to get him here to Nashville and, like, bend the elbow with him, take him out to dinner.
And,